Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Many Americans are concerned about the violent attitudes, and especially the violent acts, that seem so prevalent today. After the school shooting in Parkland, Florida last month, the dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis said that to combat the problem, we have to focus on creating a culture of abundance and not one of scarcity. Here's a Bible story that shows one way we can do that. A fellow who became known as Abraham felt God leading him to leave his homeland, symbolic of leaving his accustomed ways of thinking about and doing things. So he set out with his wife and nephew and all they had. But they had quite a bit, and the land couldn't support all their livestock. So Abraham told his nephew to pick the land he wanted, and then he'd go the other way. Perhaps not surprisingly, his nephew chose what looked to be the best land. But that didn't mean Abraham had to endure scarcity. Quite the opposite. He heard God telling him that all the land he saw, north, south, east, and west, would be his and his heirs forever. Talk about abundance! And while Abraham still had challenges to face, he certainly did prosper. What's the lesson here? We don't have to accept scarcity. Like Abraham, we can leave behind old ways of thinking, ways aligned with winners and losers, and instead accept that good is an active force in everyone's lives and can provide what's needed. May we all find that power leading us and others to abundance. Amen.